Humboldt County has approved a 5-year plan for economic development that's a must for gaining federal funding. At its June 24th meeting, the county's Board of Supervisors approved the Humboldt County Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, 2025 to 2030. Developed by the Thomas P. Miller & Associates consulting firm, through research, surveying, and community workshops, the plan sets forth broad recommendations for economic improvement. They include industry diversification, increased community collaboration, and addressing fundamental community needs like healthcare, housing, workforce development, and infrastructure. Nothing in the plan surprised supervisors, who offered more specific takes on economic matters. Supervisor Steve Madrone said the economic potential of the Northern Humboldt area and McKinleyville are underestimated.
It barely even taps the tourism industry. Here's this second or third largest city, non-city, in Humboldt County, sitting right on Highway 101 with all of this money going by. And at the north end, there's a Vista Point out there on Highway 101. But you can't even get into the Vista Point if you're going north. And the last time you saw the ocean was the Golden Gate Bridge. And you come over that hill with that million-dollar view of Trinidad and the ocean, and you can't get off into the Vista Point. So we're working with the community and Caltrans and the county to ultimately be able to reconfigure all that so that whether you're going north or south, you can get into the Vista Point. And once you pull people off the highway, guess what? They want to spend the night. They want to plan a vacation next year for a week. Because McKinleyville, frankly, is centered right between the beaches, the redwoods, the rivers for rafting and everything else. And so, again, very underutilized asset.
Madrone also advocated for more support of HOOPA's modular home construction facility through establishment of a local sawmill. Supervisor Rex Bone focused on what he believes is holding economic development back.
The biggest thing is, it's California, and we have a real hard time of getting out of the way and letting anybody do anything. We want to control what everybody does with their projects right down to the gnat's rear end. And so if we get out of the way and let some of these people do some of this stuff, I mean, we've spent millions chasing a couple things in the last few years and chased millions away. And we're at the same place we were. So it was amazing to me, because I look at the report, that we've lost 4,000 people in 3 years. So we're getting more rural as we go. And part of the issue is we have to accept some of these industries that are basically low impact. There isn't anything we're going to build that isn't going to have some impact on somebody.
Board Chair Michelle Bushnell said the county needs a varied approach to economic development, as the needs of the southern Humboldt area are distinct from the more urban areas of greater Eureka and Arcata. She added that while planning should identify needs, it should also identify solutions, and she gave examples.
We all know this. This is not new to us. We know that electricity is not something that all of Humboldt can get right now because of transmission lines, and so to identify them, yes, I understand that it needs to be identified in the SEDS, but solutions would be a little bit helpful as well. Like, we all up here advocate for PG&E or whoever to step up and fix their transmission lines or upgrade. It's been a 2 to 3 year fight that hasn't resulted in a ton, a little bit of movement. The same with the phone lines. And so during the SEDS process, it would be great, yes, identifying the things, of course, but also paths forward that could be helpful for people that are attending these meetings to know you can reach out to whoever. You can do this. Advocation is what you really need to do.
The plan cost $143,000, split between the county and the Federal Economic Development Administration. The investment is essential to getting funding from the administration. The plan says that although Humboldt's legacy industries, timber, fishing, and agriculture, are susceptible to factors outside local control, they, quote, provide a strong foundation for targeted innovation and industry diversification. The plan also covers the challenges faced by the cannabis industry, referring to it throughout the plan solely as alternative agriculture. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.